其实这是两首诗歌。
Actually, these are two songs.
是两首非常容易的诗歌。
It's a two very easy songs.
但是也是非常真诚的诗歌。
And it also is very very sincere songs.
我相信它的来源是黑人的灵歌。
And I believe it's the black spiritual.
什么时候写的？不知道。
Don't know when was that written.
事实上也没有关系。
And actually, it doesn't matter.
因为自从主耶稣钉十字架2000年以来。
Because since it is 2,000 years since Jesus was crucified,
许许多多的人被那位永远的灵带到十字架的跟前。
So many was brought before the cross by this eternal spirit.
这位写诗的人一定不是当时主耶稣钉十字架的目击者。
And I'm very sure that the person who wrote this letter, wrote this song,is not an eyewitness to the crucifixion.
但是他好像是那里的目击者。
But it seems that he is.
因为圣经记载耶稣基督为我们成就了十字架的救恩。
Because in the Bible it did record that the salvation that he accomplished on the cross.
当圣灵把我们带到哥哥他的时候。
And then when the Holy Spirit brought us to Golgotha.
我们就看见耶稣钉十字架那个荣耀的景象。
Then we can actually see the glory when he was crucified.
今天早晨我求主的灵借着圣经再把我们带回当初耶稣受死的地方。
And this morning I pray that the Spirit this morning will lead us before the cross that day.
叫我们看见耶稣究竟为我们成就了什么事。
Then we can see what actually Jesus accomplished for us.
早晨我要借着圣经里的一个人物。
This morning I'd like to talk about a certain character.
借着他的眼睛来看我们所该看见的。
Now through his eye, let's see what the Lord wants us to see.
这个人圣经里并没有名字。
And this person does not have a name in the Bible.
但是他在圣经里面有一个确定的地位。
But it's a very definite position he has in the Bible.
因为他是在罗马政权底下的一个百夫长。
Because he is a centurion in the Roman army.
马太福音27章这样记载。
In the Matthew 27, it was recorded.
有一个百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事就极其害怕。
Because it's in Matthew 27, verse 54. It says, and when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly,
他说这真是神的儿子。
This was the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这个百夫长在那里喊叫说，这真是神的儿子。
You see, the centurion was shouting there, said, This is truly the Son of God.
耶稣啊，你真是神的儿子。
He said, Jesus, you're truly the Son of God.
这个百夫长不是犹太人。
You see, he is not a Jew.
他是个罗马人。
He's a Roman citizen.
他是罗马的军官。
He's an officer.
其实当耶稣基督钉十字架的时候。
Actually, when Jesus was crucified.
我们读圣经有时候就忽略这件事情。
When we read the Bible, we seem to neglect this point.
认为他只是在犹太当地所发生的事情，因为他和犹太祭司长当中有争执。
As if that was just happening something in the land of Judah, in the land of Jews, because it has something to do with their own people.
但事实上，耶稣钉十字架也和罗马的政权发生极大的关系。
And actually, this crucifixion has got a lot to do with the government of the Roman Empire.
因为犹太人把耶稣送上十字架的路是什么？
Because the road that the Jews sent Jesus to the cross.
他们的借口是说，这个人要来做犹太人的王。
Their accusation is that this man shall come as the king of Jews.
所以罗马的政权不能不管这件事情。
So the Roman government has to take care of this matter.
所以耶稣基督钉十字架不仅是犹太发生的事，连列国中间在罗马中间也是一件大事。
So this crucifixion is not as a big thing, big event among the Jews. It also, this is the event of the whole nations.
假如我们今天回到百夫长的角度和地位来看这件发生的事情。
If we step into the shoes of this centurion and watch this event happening before us.
事实上这位百夫长一定经过很多的资料，很多的情报经过他的手里。
And actually, this centurion sure knew a lot of things at that time, with a lot of information passing through him.
而 且当时社会上发生事情，耶稣的名声已经不小。
And actually, that from what happened at that time, Jesus was quite a famous person.
也许他只不过是一个木匠的儿子。
Maybe he was only a son of a carpenter.
他在加利利行走，在那里医病、赶鬼、传道。
While he's walking through the Galilee and was healing the sick and spread the word and heal the sick and cast out demons.
但是因为他所做的事情太过稀奇。
But because all these things were so extraordinary.
不知不觉他已经成了许多人议论的中心。
And so that he became the center of the conversation at that time.
有些人说他是好人，有些人甚至说他是被恶鬼所附着的。
Some people say he's a good man, but actually some people would actually say that he's possessed by demon.
有些人说他若不是好人，他怎么是神，他怎么能行神迹。
Because some people say, well, if he's not a good man, how can he perform all these miracles?
有人说他是靠着鬼王来赶鬼。
But then still, people say that because he has Beelzebub, that's why he can cast out demons.
所以不管怎么样，你总是不能把他当作一个平常的人看待。
So never, and under any circumstances, he's not an ordinary man.
他的教训不像是一般法利赛人。不像是那些文士。
His teaching is so special. It's not like those of the scribes and the Pharisees.
因为他的教训射到人的心里去。
Because his teaching really penetrated into human hearts.
他所传讲的信息扎心，叫人心里面不能不面对他所发的问题。
Because his message is so penetrating, and that people would just have to pay attention.
但是没有想到，过了不多的时候，他的门徒中间有一个竟然来到巡抚，来到祭司长那里。
But least expected, one of the disciples would actually come before the government.
他们商议好怎么样捉拿出卖耶稣。
And he was trying to betray him.
所以这个百夫长本来从一个旁观的地位，他所知道一切资料，现在变成跟他有直接的关系了。
So this centurion just through all the hearsay says.And now he actually come across face to face to this man.
他本来可以远远地看这个人所做的事情，和他没有太多的关系。
Before he just watched from a distance what this man was doing.
但是巡抚的命令下来。
But then the officer's command is come to him.
我不晓得是不是这个百夫长，但是总有一位带兵的军官，他从巡抚命令手里接受了命令。
So I don't know whether it's exactly this centurion, but there are certain centurion received the order.
他们到克西马尼园里受了一个命令跟密报，要来捉拿耶稣。
And they received this information that they are supposed to go and arrest this man in the middle of night.
晚上一队的军兵来到克西马尼园，带着灯笼、火把、刀棒。
So all this army, they brought their torches and their weapons, and they just come to this garden.
他们到了那里，犹大就用亲嘴的暗号来卖他的老师，卖他的父子。
When they got there, the soldier got there, and Judah used the sign of a kiss to reveal who Jesus is.
我们不知道那些百夫长在那里捉拿的时候有什么样的心情。
So we really don't know what does that centurion feel at that time when Jesus was arrested.
他们没有直接感情的关系。
Of course, they have no emotional tie at all.
但是他们只是来执行一个命令。
Because they just do their duty.
但是他们还是要发出一个这个命令说，要逮捕耶稣。
But then this command was passed to them that they should arrest this man Jesus.
这位耶稣却向他们先说，你们找谁？
This Jesus actually was asking them when he saw the soldiers, say, who are you looking for?
这些百夫长或者他的军兵说，我们找拿撒勒人耶稣。
And so they say, yes, we're looking for the Jesus and the Nazarene.
耶稣说，我就是。
And then Jesus said, yet I am.
圣经里面记载说，当耶稣说我就是的时候，整队的军兵往后倒在地上。
And the Bible recorded, when Jesus said, I am, all the soldiers just fell down.
这些军兵不晓得遭遇什么大的力量，全部倒在地上。
So what's the great power that makes them all fall down?
以后主耶稣再说，我就是你们所找的那一个人。
And then later on, Jesus said it again, yes, I am the one that you're looking for.
他们就把他带到巡抚那里。
And then they arrested him and brought him to the governor.
漏夜在那里审判。
And then just go through the trial that very night.
马太福音27章里面记载审判的情形非常的详尽。
And it was recorded very, very in detail in the Bible.
他们说，巡抚问他说，你是犹太人的王吗？
Because the governor asked him, are you the king of Jews?
耶稣说，你说的是。
Then Jesus said, what you said is true.
其他的圣经里面记载说，这话是你说的呢，还是他们论我所说的呢？
And there's another places recorded that, is this what you said or other people claim that?
他们犹太人控告他的名目，说他拆毁圣殿。
Because the Jews accused him of destroying the temple.
他们找了许多假见证在巡抚的面前要告他。
So they find a lot of false witnesses and try to accuse him in front of the governor.
但是个人所看见的，个人所做的见证都不能相合。
But then all those witnesses cannot really agree on one point.
这个审判是大祭司的院子里面，不，这个审判是在巡抚的面前。
And this, the, when the, this trial is happening,
而这些军兵都站在那里围观。
And with all the soldiers watching.
他们所听见一切控告耶稣的话。
They've heard all those accusations.
没有一个能够相合的。
But none of the witnesses can agree on between themselves.
我们知道为什么有这些控告说他要拆毁圣殿。
So we do know why does that accusation come, where does that accusation come from, that he would destroy the temple?
因为约翰福音里面记载，主耶稣有一次对他们说。
Because it did record it in the book of John, once Jesus said to them,
他说这个圣殿是46年才造成的。
He said, this temple you come to worship, it was built in 46 years.
但有一天你们要拆毁这个圣殿。
But one day you shall destroy it.
但是三天内我要叫他重新建立。
But in 3 days, I shall recover it.
这些话门徒起先也不明白。
And at first, all these disciples didn't understand at all.
圣经里面记载说，当他死了以后，他们就明白他是以他自己的身体为殿。
In the Bible recorded, later on, after Jesus died, then the disciples were reminded, yes, what Jesus indicated, what Jesus really meant is that this temple is his body.
所以有很多的事情，他们在那里控告耶稣，都是没有根据的。
So there's a lot of things they accuse Jesus that is based on something they really don't understand.
但是你知道，当时犹太人的情形跟中国老师的衙门差不多。
But you see, but at that court is pretty similar to the old style court of our own country.
有理没理，你进了衙门，先打四十大板。
It doesn't matter whether you are innocent or not. When you got into before the judge, you get beaten up first.
那么是谁来执行这个命令呢？
Now who's going to do that?
圣经里面就记载说，这些兵丁把耶稣鞭打了。
And then it was recorded, those soldiers just beat him up.
但是你知道，这些刑责并没有办法把耶稣定罪。
But all these punishment cannot really sentence. It's not really the sentence.
比拉多在那里寻找他怎么样能够定着耶稣的罪。
And the pirates trying to Pilate was trying to convict him.
他最后好像跟耶稣说，他们告你这么多话，你一句都不回答吗？
And at last he said, well, that all from, when you face all these accusations, you don't even want to answer just one thing?
弟兄姊妹们，这真是稀奇的事情。
Now, this is a marvelous thing.
人都是要把自己的理说明的。
Because from human nature wanted to explain things away, wanted to give reasons.
但是耶稣基督却从来不为自己辩白。
But Jesus never argued for himself.
以赛亚书53章里面特别讲到耶稣基督好像被宰的羔羊。
In Isaiah 53, it did indicate that Jesus is like the lamb is to be slaughtered.
他又像羊在剪毛人的手下默默无声。
And just like the lamb under the hand of the shearer and have no sound.
他也是这样不开口。
And he's just like that, not opening his mouth.
等到比拉多不能审判耶稣所什么名堂的时候。
So when Pilate cannot really convict him of any kind of crime.
他又想到他在希律的属下。
And then he remembered, well, they are under the jurisdiction of Herod.
所以他就把耶稣送到希律那里再受审判。
So he sent Jesus to Herod.
希律本来久已想看耶稣行一件神迹。
And Herod was very curious. He wanted to see one of those miracles that this man performed.
圣经里面记载说，希律想看耶稣行神迹，耶稣却没有给他行神迹。
But the Bible recorded that he wanted to see all these miracles, but Jesus did not let him.
因此希律就藐视他。
And so.Herod was just despised him.
弟兄姊妹们， 好像耶稣的名声超过他的实质啊，所以西律藐视他。
So it seems that his fame is greater than the truth. So Herod despise him.
圣经里面记载说，他叫兵丁给他穿上华丽的衣服。
So he ordered the soldier to put on this wonderful garment on Jesus.
然后把他送回了巡抚比拉多的衙门。
And then send him back to the governor.
这一来就热闹了。
And then when this happened,
他们把他当众的戏弄。
And then they mock him.
一面鞭打了他，一面又给他戴上荆棘的冠冕，叫他穿上紫色的衣袍。
Not only they whipped him, but also they put a red rope around him, and then put a crown of thorn on his brow.
这个紫颜色的衣服是那个时候尊贵的人才能穿的。
And this color was really a color of a noble man.
兵丁却在那里戏弄。
But the soldier was mocking him.
他们对他下拜说，恭喜啊，犹太人的王。
And then they worship him in jest and say, oh, congratulations, you, the king of Jews.
吐唾沫在他的脸上。
And then spit on his face.
然后拿苇子打他。
And then whip him with then they whip him with a reed.
然后又把这苇子放在他的手里当作权杖。
And then they put this reed in his hand as a scepter.
弟兄姊妹们，你想想看，这个戏弄是什么滋味？
So can you imagine this kind of a mocking?
耶稣却没有说什么。
But Jesus did not say a word.
他们几次犹太的巡抚想要释放他。
So many times the governor wanted to release him.
有一次他甚至说，因为他的夫人从家里面来对比拉多说。
And one day he was he really wanted to release him because his wife sent a message to him.
因为他的夫人是犹太人。
Because his wife is a Jew.
他说我在梦里面为这个人受了许多的苦啊。
He said, in my dream, I suffered a lot for this man.
这个义人的事情一点不可以管。
He said, this man is a righteous man, and don't you have anything to do with it.
所以比拉多就想要释放耶稣。
So Pilate actually wanted to release him.
照着犹太人的规矩，每年逾越节的时候，他们可以要求释放一个人。
So according to the custom, every Passover, the governor can release a criminal, a prisoner to the people.
因为犹太节犹逾越节是一个释放的日子。
Because the Passover is a day of deliverance.
他们却不晓得这位被杀的耶稣就是因着他，所以叫众人都能得到释放。
But actually, he did not know that Jesus, this is the one that can bring deliverance to all people.
比拉多在那里问说，你们要我释放你们的王吗？
So Pilate just asked the crowd, say, do you want me to release you, your king?
他们却回答说，除了该杀，我们没有别的王。
But they, the crowd answered, we have no king but Jesus, but Caesar.
他们却在那里呼吁说，我们要释放，求你释放巴拉巴。
But they say, oh, we want Barabba.
这个巴拉巴是谁呢？
But who is this Barabba?
这个是带兵起头叛乱而被捉拿的。
Barabbas is one of the revolt rebels, one of the rebels.
他在作乱中也杀过人。
And he did kill a lot.
但是犹太人却宁愿要巴拉巴，不要耶稣。
But the Jews rather have the
Barabbas
released to them rather than Jesus.
比拉多一再地问他说，你们如果要我释放巴拉巴，那个称为基督的，你们要我把他怎么办呢？
And Pilate just asked them, if you want Barabbas, and what about this Jesus who claimed himself to be the king?
他们就说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And then the crowd was shouting, crucify him, crucify him.
十字架的刑罚不知道什么时候开始。
Nobody knows when the stake started.
但是却是一个最残忍的刑罚。
But that the crucifixion is the most cruel punishment.
被定罪的人全身的重量挂在几口钉子上面。
The whole body weight was hung on the wound.
全身的重量使他的身体撕裂。
And the weight of the body was just tear the body apart.
但是又没有很大的伤口。
But there's no big wounds.
所以血一点一点的流出，一点一点流出。
So the blood just flowing out little by little.
一直到流尽为止。
Until the blood is all gone.
在被挂十字架的，在钉在十字架上的时候。
And when the prisoner was on the cross.
完全不能行动。
He cannot move a bit.
最残忍的刑罚就
是十字架。This is the most cruel punishment.
耶稣被钉。十字架的罪。
And Jesus was being sentenced into crucified.
不仅是这样，当他受刑的时候，还要背着十字架一路过去。
And not only that, before that, he is supposed to carry his own cross and went to the place where he will be crucified.
也许这就是耶稣为什么对他的门徒说：“若有人要跟随我，就当舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。”
So that's why Jesus was.Teaching the disciples before that whosoever want to follow me shall carry up his own cross and follow me.
几年前有一位弟兄，他就是愿意背着十字架巡游世界一圈来见证耶稣基督。
Quite a few years ago, there's one brother who wanted to do something for this that he carry a big cross and just walk around the whole world.
但是他的十字架底下有个轮子的。
But in his cross, he fixed two little wheels on it.
好像背的是轻一点的。
So that it would be easier.
但是耶稣背的十字架却没有这么便宜。
But the cross that Jesus was carrying is not that easy.
因此他走到精疲力竭。
So when he actually walked to the place of execution, he's totally exhausted.
甚至要一个人替他把十字架背到哥哥他。
He's so exhausted that he can't even do that, and somebody has to help him.
弟兄姊妹们，这些事情的发生，兵丁都是在场的目击者。
All these things happening, all the soldiers was observed by all the soldiers.
如果耶稣走得慢一点，也是他下鞭子叫他走快一点。
You see, if Jesus was walking too slowly, the soldier might be the one that's starting to whipping him.
罗马的兵丁是世界上训练最精良的部队。
And the Roman soldiers are the most fierce among in the whole history.
他们只知道接受命令，却没有半点的同情。
They only know how to do their duty and have no sympathy at all.
当他们把耶稣带到十字架，带到哥哥他的时候
，When they brought Jesus to Golgotha,
兵丁就拿苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝。
And then the soldiers sent Jesus this wine with the bitter
bitter
gall.
耶稣尝了就不肯喝。
And then when Jesus tasted of that, he would refuse to drink it.
我想当时钉十字架的时候，为了怕犯人大叫大闹吵扰不安。
I think at that time they were trying to stop the prisoner from wailing.
就给他喝酒。
So they want to really get him drunk.
把他灌得半醉。
Until he was just about half drunk.
这样就好处理一点。
Then it's easier.
但是耶稣却不肯喝。
But Jesus refused to take that.
他在清清楚楚的时候，清醒的时候，要背负世人的罪担。
You see, he want to carry all our sins, the burden of our sins, when he was fully awake.
苦胆调和的酒可能有点麻醉的作用。
And also that the wine might have a little bit anesthetic effect.
但是耶稣却不肯喝。
But Jesus does not want to take that.
圣经里面记载，他们就把他的外衣剥了，为他的礼，为他的研究分他的外衣。
And so the
问他的礼衣研究。
So they took off his outer garment, and they tore that apart and shared that, and then they cast lots for the inner garment.
这一位。背负世人罪孽的耶稣
，and this Jesus who bore all the sins for the whole world。
圣经里面记载说，人子在地上没有枕头的地方。
It was recorded in the Bible that Jesus does not even have a place to put down his head。
他在地上所有的财产
，and
都在他身上。
All his belongings are those clothes。
他们把他的外衣分作四片。
They tore up his cloak into four pieces。
我想这个分下来还有更还可以做其他衣服的材料。
And I believe they just want the material.
但是为他的礼衣却研究。
But for the inner garment, they did not tear it apart and they cast lot for it.
为什么呢？
Why?
圣经里面记载说，因为这是上下一片制成的。
Because in the Bible is recorded that was without a seam, it was knit as a whole piece.
稀奇啊。
This is a very strange thing.
因为这个内衣是最最珍贵的人才穿的内衣。
Because this kind of an inner garment was can only be worn by the most noble man.
许多人根本没有内衣可穿。
And a lot of people don't even have the inner garment.
尤其是但是这个内衣是上下一片制成的
and,
特别好的料子。
And also this is a especially good one because it was knit, it was made together without a seam.
这位为我们贫穷的耶稣却里面穿上是最珍贵的衣服。
But this Jesus who was made poor because of us was have a very, very precious inner garment.
为什么呢？
Now why?
因为里面的衣服内衣说出耶稣基督的生命。
Because this inner garment is a symbol for his life.
他的生命上下一片制成，没有一点点缝。
And his life is so blameless. It's a whole.
外衣说到他外面的行为。
His outer garment is talking about his behavior.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经里面告诉我们，我们所行的义好像一件破烂的衣服。
And the Bible told us that the righteousness of us is just like a filthy rag.
Top Lady 有一首诗歌就说，赤身我来救他，求衣衫。
And the very famous hymn was saying something like this, that in nakedness I come before him for the righteous clothes.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的行为啊。真是看不得看的，看不得的。
Because our behavior is really very filthy. It's like filthy rags.
不仅我们的外面行为不能看，我们里面的生命更加的污秽。
Not only our outer behavior is so terrible, and inside our life is just the same.
但是耶稣里面的生命和外面的生命一样尊贵。
But Jesus, his inside, the inner life is so noble and precious.It's just like his deed.
甚至你真正看见他里面的生命的时候，比外面更加美丽。
And actually, when you actually can see Jesus' inner life is even more precious and pretty and even more beautiful than his outward deeds.
人都是注重外面的事情。
People pay attention to the outward things.
把最好的衣服穿在外面。
And put the best clothes outside.
但是耶稣却是把最珍贵的衣服、最好的穿在里面。
But Jesus.Wear this most precious and precious garment inside.
所以兵丁就念旧来分他的礼衣。
So the soldiers they just cast lot for this inner garment.
然后定了一个在他头上立了一个牌子。
And then they pitch a post on top of his head.
上面写着说犹太人的王。
And it was written that it is the king of Jews.
这是他定罪的罪状，犹太人的王耶稣。
That is the charge. That is his conviction.
而且这个文字是用罗马文字，是用希利尼文字和犹太文字三种文字写的。
And was written in three languages is by is with the
Roman
and Greek and Hebrew.
所以谁经过那里都能读犹太人的王耶稣。
So everybody can recognize the sign. It says the Jew of the King of Jews.
犹太人不喜欢这个名字。
And the Jews didn't like that.
他说要他自己说，要写上说他自己说我是犹太人的王。
He said, no, the sign should say that he claimed himself to be the king of Jew.
但比拉多说我所写的已经写上了。
But Pilate said, whatever I did, I did.
所以经过人都读说犹太人的王耶稣。
So everybody who passed there would just read king of Jews, king of Jews.
其实他不仅是犹太人的王。
And actually, he's not only the king of Jews.
他乃是世人的王。
He is the king of all the world.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's the king of kings and lord of lords.
神已经立他做全世界的救主。
Because the Lord already, God already established him as the savior for the whole world.
他的国度不属于这个世界。
And his kingdom does not belong to this world.
但他的国度却是存到永永远远。
But his kingdom shall last forever.
因为他的国度是神的国度。
Because his kingdom is the kingdom of God.
在神的国度里面，这一位基督乃是永远作王的。
And in this kingdom of God, this Jesus Christ will be the king forever.
你说他有什么资格作王？
So if you ask with what kind of qualification,
不仅因为他是神的儿子,
not only as a son of God,
并且因为他舍命 流血要赦免多人的罪，所以神立他做万有的主。
But because he shed his blood for many, for all our sins, so God set him up. So the God's, so set him as King of Kings.
弟兄姊妹，你要想的是多稀奇的一件事情。
So this is a marvelous thing.
十字架实在是一件矛盾的事情。
The cross is a very contradictory thing.
一面我们看见他是万王之王。
At one hand, we see that that Jesus is a King of Kings.
一面他却是被人剥得赤身露体。
On the other hand, he was stripped naked by the human hand.
人为他的外衣里衣研究。
And those soldiers just took his clothes.
只剩下一点点遮盖在他的身上。
And there's only very, very, some loin clothes that was covered himself up.
弟兄姊妹们，当十字架被立起来的时候。
So when that cross was raised up.
这是何等大的一件事情。
It was such a powerful thing.
如果我要这边讲到神的道路和人的道路不同，我还可以讲下去，讲不完。
I can finish preaching if we want to tell the difference between man's way and God's way.
但这里我要特别提到耶稣为我们受苦。
But here I just want to tell you this that Jesus suffered for us.
前两年在这里有一个比较大一点的教会，他们在受难节的时候演出耶稣基督受难的故事。
And there's a big church in our neighborhood that great production about Jesus' crucifixion.
那一位要演耶稣的弟兄需要被挂在十字架上面。
And that brother who portrayed Jesus has to be hung on the cross.
你知道，当然没有人能够钉他，
of course,
把他钉在十字架。
Of course, he's not nailed on that cross.
所以就只好绑在那里。
So they use some rope and just tie him up.
要绑又看不出来。
And have to tie him so that he does not show.
但是你知道，光是绑在那里挂一挂也受不了啊。
You know, even just tied on the cross and hung there is painful.
所以他们后来把十字架降低一点，让他的脚可以垫在地上。
So they put the cross on a certain stand so that his feet can actually stand there.
好像是挂在那里。
So it looks like he was hung on the cross.
也不过是挂半个钟头，一个钟头。
Rather about half an hour. So.
但是耶稣。当十字架被立起来的时候
，But when that cross, when Jesus' cross was raised up,
就站在那里
，And that cross was standing there.
圣经里面说，主耶稣说，我若被在十字架面高举起来，就要吸引万人来归向。
And Jesus said, If I shall be lifted up in the cross, and I shall attract millions to me.
人不能明白耶稣怎么被高举。
And people don't understand what does that mean when he was raised up.
但是当他被高举的时候，所有的人都仰望他。
But this time when he was raised up in this cross, all people just look up to him. I just cannot describe fully what kind of a pain that he has suffered for us.
小的时候有一次我不小心拿一支铅笔在那里跑，一下撞在桌子上面，铅笔芯从这里穿过来背后出来。
And when I was little, and once I had an accident, a sharp pencil just pierced my hand.
还特别到医院找医生。
And I just went to the hospital, and the doctors taking care of that.
那是一个痛彻心扉的经历。
And that is a very, very painful experience.
手是有感觉的地方。
Because your hand is such a delicate place.
神经最多的地方。
And was full of nerves.
你想想看，全身的重量挂在手上。
Now can you imagine that your whole body was just hung on your hand?
伤口撕裂越来越大。
And the wound was just tearing.
血一点点的流出。
And the blood just keep on pouring out.
接了，也许流流停停，停停流流。
Maybe it's flowing out and stop a little bit and come out again.
但是这些肉体上的痛苦。
But all these pain that Jesus suffered in his flesh.
也许痛到一个地步，差不多麻木没有感觉。
Maybe he was so painful that he might just fainted.
但是他还要听见各样的讥讽嘲弄。
But even that, he would still have to hear all the mockings and all the people just laughing at him.
你知道，当你钉在十字架上的时候，你没有办法，把你的耳朵捂起来。
Because you see, when you are on the cross, you cannot cover your ears.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们在接受一点点为难的时候，是不是常常不要听人的说话。
I don't know whether when we receive some difficulty, when people criticize you, I don't know whether you will you know, try to cover your ears or not.
但是耶稣没有这个权利。
But Jesus does not have that privilege.
和他同定的还有两个强盗。
At the same time was crucified with him, there are two robbers.
还有一些经过那里的人。
And there are some people passing by.
在那里撇嘴摇头说。
And then they were just despise him and saying,
你这个拆毁圣殿三日都再建起来的，你可以救自己吧。
I said, well, you said that you can tear down if the temple tear it was torn down, you can rebuild in 3 days. Now why don't you save yourself?
你如果是神的儿子，可以从十字架上面下来吧，我们就信你。
If you're truly the son of God, why don't you come down from the cross? Then we will believe you.
祭司长和文士也长老也是这样戏弄他。
And the elders and the scribes and the high priests, they all.They're mocking him like that.
他们说他救了别人，不能救自己。
And they say that they can save others, but cannot save himself.
他是以色列的王，现在下来我们就信他。
Now, if he's truly the king of Jews, he can come down right now. Then we will believe him.
他依靠神，如果他是神喜悦他的话，现在可以救他。
He say, well, he rely on God. If God really is pleased, if that's really his God, he should come down and save him.
弟兄姊妹们，所有人都在那里嘲笑他。
So all the people are mocking him.
祭司长、长老、文士在嘲笑他。
And all the scribe, the high priest, they are mocking him.
经过的人在嘲笑他。
And the people passing by mocking him.
和他同钉十字架的强盗，他们钉在十字架上了，也一样作弄他。
And the two robbers who were already nailed on the cross themselves, and they're still mocking him.
那两个强盗虽然手脚被钉，嘴巴还是可以说话。
Because they can still use their mouths.
这些兵丁百夫长也都看在眼里。
And all the soldiers and the centurion have saw all these.
弟兄姊妹们，如果耶稣从十字架上面下来，会怎么样呢？
Now, so can you imagine what would happen if Jesus did come down from the cross?
他在客西马尼园里面祷告的时候，告诉门徒说，他们用刀保护他。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the disciples trying to protect him with their sword.
主耶稣说收刀入鞘吧。
And Jesus said, return the sword.
动刀的必死于刀下。
Because if you use the sword, they shall die under the sword.
他说你想我不能差遣父派遣十二英多的天使来救我吗？
Don't you think I can ask my father to send down the angels to save me?
但他没有。
But he didn't.
弟兄姊妹们，如果耶稣基督从十字架上面下来会怎么样？
So what would happen if Jesus did come down from the cross?
我想那个结局是难以预料的。
And I believe that the result is going to be terrible.
因为这些人如果看见耶稣从十字架上面下来，可能他们会震惊，不知道怎么办好。
If Jesus did come down from the cross, maybe they're so terrified they didn't know what to do.
可能再也没有勇气把他钉十字架。
Maybe they dare not to nail him on the cross again.
可能他们要求他的赦免。
Maybe they want to beg for forgiveness.
因为照着他们自己口所说的，如果他能下来，我们就信你是神的儿子。
Because they did say it, if you can come down, we believe you are the son of God.
但是神的道，神的旨意要怎样成全？
But what's God's way?
耶稣怎么样能够说世人的罪我已经赦免了呢？
How can Jesus claim that I have forgiven all the sins of the whole world?
圣经里告诉我们说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
In the Bible, it is recorded, without the blood, the sins will not be forgiven.
耶稣基督是神的羔羊，他必须为我们舍命流血。
And Jesus being the Lamb of God, he must die for us.
但是这个羔羊竟然从祭坛里面走出来了。
Now, if this lamb did come out of the altar,
到哪里再去找献祭的羊羔？
Now, where can we find another lamb?
所以耶稣基督不能够为了他自己的缘故，也为了别人的缘故，不能从十字架上面下来。
So Jesus, for his own sake, for the sake of us, he cannot save himself.
这位天地的主，
this Lord of heaven and earth,
却为我们的缘故成了软弱的象征。
And he become the symbol of weaknesses for us.
他挂在十字架上面。
He was hung on the cross.
我不知道耶稣基督竟然有这样的忍耐，能够留在十字架上面。
I really marvel at the patience that Jesus will just stay on the cross.
两个强盗也在那里讥讽他。
And the two robbers are mocking him.
但是路加福音里面记载一件奇妙的事情。
But in the book of Luke, it recorded a wonderful thing.
那两个强盗中间有一个忽然改变他的心意。
And because one of the robbers all of a sudden changed his mind.
对另外一个强盗应声责备说。
And he's saying to the other one.
我们是有罪的。
That we are criminals.
我们钉十字架是应当的。
When we are crucified, we are rightfully being, it serves us right to be crucified.
但是这一个人一件恶事都没有做。
But this man has not committed any crime.
他就对耶稣说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
So he turned and said to Jesus, when your kingdom come, would you remember me?
忽然一下他里面的心窍开了。
So all of a sudden, inside his heart opened.
他看见耶稣真是他这个神国度的君王。
Because he actually can see, can recognize Jesus is truly the king.
他说你得的国度降临的时候
he said,
求你纪念我。
When you receive the kingdom, would you please remember me?
主耶稣却对他说，今夜你就同我在乐园里面。
And, but Jesus answered to him that tonight you will be with me in paradise.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个十字架是我们罪人应当去的地方。
You see, the cross is, we should be, we as sinners, should receive the cross.
这一个耶稣基督的十字架却代替我们所当受的刑罚和地位。
But instead, Jesus took the cross for us. And he took the punishment.
这两个强盗有一个清清楚楚悔改的救。
You see, one of this robber was indeed, repent and receive the salvation.
这一些百夫长都看在眼里。
And the centurion has seen all these.
而且我们知道主的话不会错，他怎样做事情怎样成就。
And we do know whatever Jesus said, it will be accomplished.
今夜你就同我在乐园里。
Because he claimed that tonight you shall be in paradise with me.
救恩是现在。
And the salvation is now.
当我们心里相信，口里承认的时候，就必定得救。
When we believe in our heart and confess with our mouths, we shall be saved.
今天我们相信他，今天我们就能够罪得的赦免。
If we believe him today our sin will be forgiven.
今天就要得到他的救恩。
And today we shall receive the salvation.
今天就要得到他永远的生命。
And today we can receive this eternal life.
耶稣在十字架上面。
Now Jesus on the cross.
从五正到伸出，遍地的黑暗。
From morning till afternoon, the whole world become dark.
惊人的大黑暗。
And there was a great darkness came upon.
五正到伸出应该是三个钟头的样子，十二点到三点钟。
That's about 3 hours time.
到了伸出的时候，耶稣大声喊叫说，以利，以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼。
And at the very, very end, and Jesus was just shout, 以利，以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼。
旁边听见的人说，他在呼叫以利亚。
And then other people heard that, they say, well, he's calling Elijah.
事实上耶稣说的是一句亚兰文。
But actually, Jesus was speaking in Aramaic.
他说我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我。
And he's trying to say, my God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
其实我们知道神为什么离弃他。
And we do know why God forsake him.
因为神把世人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
Because God has cast all the sins of this world put upon his shoulders.
圣洁的神却不能与罪人同居。
And the holy God cannot dwell in the same place with sinful man.
所以当他为了人类背负罪担总账算在那里的时候。
So when he was on that cross, was bearing all the sins of this earth.
神不得不离开他。
And God has to forsake him.
弟兄姊妹，我们的经历是相反的。
And our experience sometimes just the opposite.
我们和主同在的时间很少。
It seems that we have the time that we are with the Lord are very, very scarce.
所以我们觉得主的同在非常甘甜。
So we feel that the presence of God, the togetherness is so sweet.
我们离开主的同在，有时也不大害怕。
And sometimes when we don't have the presence of God, and we feel it's okay, and we're not scared at all.
耶稣就是相反的。
But Jesus was just the opposite.
从来没有离开神的同在。
Because he never did leave the presence of God.
但是现在，为了你我的罪，必须忍受失去神同在的那一个满足。
But at that moment, that because of our sins, that he lost that presence of God.
耶稣大声喊叫。
And so when Jesus just shouted,
他的痛苦不仅是身体的痛苦。
Not only the pain he suffered in his body.
不仅是听见人的讥讽，魂里的痛苦。
Not only in his soul that he heard all the mocking from man.
也在灵里面受那个死亡的威胁。
But in his spirit, he was threatened. He was threatened by death.
是因为失去神的同在。
And that death means the separation from God.
耶稣大声喊叫。
And he shouted.
气就断了。
And then he give up his ghost.
圣经里面却说他大声喊叫，最后说成了。
And in the Bible, it recorded, it finally said, "It's finished."
忽然，圣殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And all of a sudden, the veil in the temple split into two from top to bottom.
地也震动。
And then there's great earthquakes.
磐石崩裂。
And the rocks was broken.
百夫长和一同看守的人看见所成就的事，就极其害怕。
And the centurion and all the soldiers saw all these, and they were so scared.
为什么圣殿里的幔子裂开
？Now why the veil has to be torn？
因为从前圣殿在旧约的侍奉的时候
，because in the Old Testament time, in the when they give sacrifice in the temple,
那个幔子是遮住人和神中间的交通的。
That veil is the one that separates the communication between man and God.
幔子背后就是约柜，就是施恩座。
Because behind that veil is the ark and the mercy seat.
就是神的宝座。
And that is the seat of God.
大祭司只有每年一次能够匍匐的从幔子底下爬进去，在那里敬拜神。
And the high priest can only once a year crawl under that veil and into the inner part and worship God.
但是现在殿幔从上到下裂开。
But now this veil was split from top to bottom.
我不晓得做衣服，姊妹们做衣服有没有试试看，怎么样把这么大的一个幔子裂开。
I don't know if you have experiencing sewing, the sisters, how can you imagine that big veil was torn from the top?
这个幔子是这么美丽，这么好的料子制成的。
The veil was made of a great material and was beautiful.
没有人能够把它撕裂。
And nobody could actually tear it apart.
但是耶稣为我们死在十字架上的时候，他的身体裂开，殿里的幔子就裂开。
And you see, when Jesus died for us on the cross, his body was split, and in the same time, the veil in the temple split into half.
从此在这里为我们开了一条又新又活的路， so, 我们可以坦然无惧到神的面前。
So from that point on, there's a new way that's opened up for us so that we can come before the Lord.
百夫长看见所经历的一些事情。
And when the centurion saw all these,
他就大声喊叫。
And he just cried out.
他极其害怕。
He's afraid.
在那里捶胸说：“这个真是个异人啊，他是神的儿子。
”And so he just he's pounding his chest. He said, "He is a righteous man. He indeed he is the son of God."
弟兄姊妹们，这个百夫长，我们刚才讲过他的背景。
And then we know that the background of this centurion.
讲到他怎样参与十字架的刑罚。
We know that he did how he participate in this execution.
他也看见周围所发生一切的事情。
And he saw all the things that happening that day.
看见耶稣在神的面前的顺服。
And he saw the obedience of Jesus before God.
没有一点点反应。
He has no reaction.
他软弱像羔羊。
And he's so weak as a lamb.
真是神的羔羊。
And he's the lamb of God.
他被钉在十字架上面。
When he was nailed on the cross.
献祭在神的面前。
And he would become a sacrifice to the Lord.
因着他的血，我们的罪得以赦免。
And because of his blood, we're saved.
因着他的刑罚，我们得以自由。
And because of the punishment he received, we become free.
天地的暗见证说这是最大的一件事情。
And heaven and earth become dark, and to give testimony to this great event.
好像为着耶稣基督钉十字架，太阳也要隐藏他的羞脸。
As if because of the crucifixion, that even the sun have to cover his face.
百夫长都看见。
And the centurion saw all these.
看见耶稣死的时候壮丽的形象。
And he saw this marvelous scene that when Jesus died.
每一件事情所发生的
，everything that happening，
这一位受刑的耶稣是神的儿子。
Proves that this one who's been executed is indeed the Son of God.
百夫长看见的。
And the centurion saw it.
从他心里面呼喊出。
From his heart he shouted out, "This is the Son of God."
亲爱的朋友们，今天早晨在这里，我求神的灵。把我们带到十字架的跟前。
Now, dear friend, this morning, we pray that the God's Spirit will bring us before the cross.
你看见了没有？
Now, have you seen?
当耶稣钉十字架的时候，你在哪里？
When Jesus was being crucified, where were you?
你在吗？
Were you there?
你有没有看见耶稣是谁？
Do you know who Jesus is?
是不是你像那两个强盗当中的一个？
Are you just like one of the two robbers?
回转过来说。
And you turn around and say,
耶稣啊。
Jesus,
你得国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
When you receive your kingdom, please remember me.
我希望你这样对耶稣说：“主啊，求你纪念我。
”I wish that you would say this to Jesus. Please remember me.
你只要说耶稣，我相信你是神的儿子。
when you just all you have to say is that Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God.
耶稣基督就要赦免你的罪。
And Jesus shall forgive your sins.
洗净你一切的不义。
And to wash off all your iniquities.
照着他在十字架上面死的时候所说的。
And according to what he said, what he proclaimed on the cross.
一切都成了。
And all things are finished.
一切都成了。
All finished.
救恩已经完成。
Because the salvation is finished.
今天早晨在神的家中大有欢乐。
This morning, we are very, very happy in God's house.
因为我们借着百夫长的眼睛看见了耶稣的救恩。
Because through the eyes of the centurion, we saw Jesus.
唯愿我们也有他一样的心接受他做我们的救主。
And I pray that we have the same heart as this centurion, that we can receive him as son of God.